And it's 10 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock and time for our Athlete of the Week program. Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it is my pleasure to announce our LISD Athlete of the Week from Adrian High School Cross Country, Braylon Petty. And Braylon, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Yes, thank you.
Step right up to that microphone there so we can hear you. Well, last week, pretty good week for you. You won the county championship down in Blissfield and a time of 16:34.17. Pretty good time.
That's quick.
Yeah, that actually was a pretty slow day for everybody.
Was it really?
Yeah, everybody ran roughly, 45 seconds to a minute off our PR. So
wow.
It was real muddy.
So what is your PR for?
Right now it's 15:37.
Okay, 15:37, that's almost a minute.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So you're getting down to the end of your season. How many more meets do you have now?
We have three more. I'll have four.
You have the cross country, the SEC cross country today.
Yep, that's today. Yep.
And what time is that going to be starting?
Oh, the girls are going to run at, if I had to guess, I think sometime around 2, or no, actually, I think 1:30, and then the guys run at 3:30.
Okay. So a great chance for you to compete against your SEC compadres. And how do you feel going into this meet?
I'm confident. I've had a really good last week of training. Things have been going well, and competition's super good at the SEC meet, so I'm excited. I'm feeling good going into it.
So also coming up later, well, actually the first part of November, will be, of course, the state meet.
Mm-hmm.
And it all culminates there. You run all year long. You try to get to your peak and hope the peak comes right at state tournament time.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't work that way. Running's very... It doesn't seem like a complicated sport, You just put one foot in front of the other, but it is complicated. And sometimes, you might peak at the beginning of the season, and sometimes if you line everything up perfectly, you will peak at the end of the season. And right now I feel like I'm heading in the right direction to peak at state. So
tell us, let's go back to the beginning now, and when did you start running, and where did you really have that passion for getting out on the road and running all these miles?
Well, I ran... not very competitively at all in middle school. I just did it for the fun, and I had a friend who convinced me to do it. And then we ended up moving to Florida, and for not even a year. And when we were there, I heard about all my friends back at home running cross country. So I started running. And then when we moved back, eighth grade year, we had COVID and all that happened. So nobody was really able to compete in sports. And then once that was all over, I started getting competitive in cross country and track my freshman year. So that was really around the time when I actually started getting serious about it.
Braylon, you were talking about wanting to peak at the right time when the state championship meet happens. What are the things that go into improving throughout the season, staying healthy, and making sure that you're at your absolute best come the final meet of the season?
Honestly, the biggest part for me, and honestly for anybody else, but is the mental part. If you're not right up here, and going into the season, if you're not having fun, you're not excited about it, nothing else is going to, line up right. So I think the biggest part is the mental. Obviously, training's a big part too, but it's really mental. Like 75% of this sport is mental.
So to push yourself to do better and better mentally, you really have to be in a good place.
Yeah. A big thing for me is talking to my parents. That helps a lot, being able to talk about things with them. Mm-hmm. That helps de-stress, and then just staying on top of my school. And then, when all that's taken care of, I can focus on my training when practice comes around and be ready for my races. So,
speaking of coaching, you have probably got one of the best coaches around in Tom McNaughton. And
yep.
How has he been a person that's pushed you?
Tom's been great. I mean, he's the only cross country coach I've ever had, but he's amazing. He's honestly probably the best coach in the state, and he's always pushed me to do my best. And I mean, I don't know, he's just a great coach. He's always pushed me to do my best, And if that means harder training and extra miles, then that's what we do. So,
well, of course, cross country is a team sport. And as we said this last weekend, the Adrian boys finished first. Mm-hmm. And talk about some of your teammates that were right up there with you.
Yeah. So going into the season, actually, people were not they weren't expecting us to be as good as we were. People were thinking we were going to, you know, have a big downfall, which we had a slight downfall, but not by much.
And of course, you finished fourth in the state last year, right?
No, I finished.
Team.
Yeah, sorry. Fourth. Yes, you're
fourth,
right.
Fourth. Yeah.
But no, everybody was kind of expecting the downfall, but we had a lot of freshmen who stepped up, and really our scores are very, very similar to last year, and we're competing well. So things are going well.
Well, some names that I haven't seen in past years, Silas Skeels, mm-hmm. Of course, comes from a family of runners, and he finished 12th in the county.
Yes,
this last weekend.
Did really well.
And of course, we've got Chase and Jackson Nijak, the twins. They were right back to back, sixth. Yep. Fifth and sixth. Mm-hmm. So have they been a pleasant surprise too?
Oh yeah. I think the twins were the biggest surprise to us. They've had a huge, huge jump in their season this year compared to last year. So I think they were the biggest surprise. And then with Silas and Carter Fenner coming in, I think we knew they were going to do well, but I think they're doing better than what we expected. So things are going well.
All right, we got to take a break here for a message from our sponsor, but don't go away. We'll be right back with our athlete of the week. Raylan Petty, from Adrian High School Cross Country.
Child Find is the federal requirement to identify, locate, and evaluate all children from birth through age 25 with disabilities or developmental delays who may need early intervention or special education services. If you suspect your child may have a disability affecting their growth, learning, or social skills, please notify your school or daycare or contact LISD Special Education at 263-8931 or visit lisd.us.
All right, back inside the cave this morning with our athlete of the week, Braylon Petty from Adrian High School Cross Country. And Braylon, you're a senior now, and I think I heard that you just signed a letter of intent to run at Grand Valley.
Yeah, no, Saginaw Valley.
Or Saginaw, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Oh, boy.
You're good.
Same league, but wrong school.
Yep.
All right, so Saginaw Valley. So how did you pick them?
I had gotten in touch with the coach, did a lot of talking with him, and, you know, got myself out on a visit and did an overnight. And coach is an amazing guy. He's awesome. I love his coaching style from what he's told me. And the team is also amazing too. But the biggest part was obviously school. And I want to do criminal justice. So,
okay.
And they have a very, very good criminal justice program.
Have you gotten to meet any of your teammates at Saginaw Valley yet?
Yes, I did. I did an overnight with them.
Okay.
A lot of fun. So,
one of the guys in my graduating class, his name's Landon Mars. He's a runner at Saginaw Valley as well. So,
I don't recognize connection the name, there. But I'm sure I'd meet him at some point.
Absolutely. And from last year's team that did very well, it finished fourth in the state, a lot of your brethren are at other schools running. Can you give us an update on some of them?
Yeah. I mean, Aiden Smith, you know, he went to Central. He's doing great there. And Jake Eagling, I know he wanted to run at state. He's still working on that, but he is going to state right now. And then Ben Shefka actually went to Spring Arbor, and he's doing well too. So,
well, that's great. So you'll be following in their path.
Yeah. Yep.
So as far as the meet coming up today in the SEC, who's the big competitor that you have to watch out for?
Pinckney and Chelsea. Chelsea's got very good runner. He won state last year, and then Pinckney's got three really good runners that, you know, I'm going to have to compete with, so, and the team's going to have to compete with, so it's going to be fun.
Well, we want to wish you the best of luck today in the SEC Championships, and again, congratulations on being named our Athlete of the Week, brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District.
Yep, thank you.
All right, and that's our Athlete of the Week program. As I said, brought to you by the LISD, continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And we have a certificate for you and a cave sticker. So good luck today.
Thank you.
All right. And that's going to wrap it up for now. We're going to